What do you consider your most biggest and most painful money decision that you've made? Maybe it was a money mistake. I want you to think about that for a moment. Now, you don't have to say it out loud and you don't have to tell me, but in this episode, I am going to tell you what mine was, why it was so painful, and what we did about it. In fact, I'm going to give you the hint as to what it was right now in one word, or maybe is it two? Timeshare. So stay tuned and don't go anywhere. You are listening to Her Dinero Matters, the podcast helping Latinas have increased confidence and control over their finances. My name is Jen Hempel, and as an accredited financial counselor, my mission is to help you be more confident and simplify your finances so you can save more, get out of debt quicker, and build your wealth. Yes. You heard right in the intro. Yours truly spent money, or we, my husband and I, spent money on a timeshare. Not just once, but a couple of times. Talk about painful. Now, let me just preface this as well, that there are some people that are perfectly happy with their decision to invest in a timeshare, and it works for them. And I'm not here to bash anyone that has a timeshare. What I am here to say is share our experience and why it wasn't a good decision for us, why it was really, really painful in terms of the money that we spent, the feelings and emotion that went after realizing what we did, all of that. So I'm going to share with you that. Today, what we're going to be covering is what we thought having a timeshare was going to be like, what it really was like for us, why it was so painful, and what we ended up doing. So let me give you the scoop and the story as to how this all started. We got married back in 2000. I've probably shared that before, in the year 2000, which seemed just like yesterday, right? And in the year 2002, that was when we had our first kid, our oldest. And at that time, we just started thinking about investing in the future. We had always been thinking that, but we even more so. When you have your first child, when you start having kids, your mindset, everything starts shifting as to what your priorities are and what you want to do. And you shift gears. And so our gears were shifting into the future as to what we wanted to do now that we were parents, what we wanted, what was important to us. And one of those things that was important to us was traveling. And so we got invited to this free weekend at a hotel. This was in Arizona, some resort in Arizona, because we were living in Arizona at that time. And in exchange for us going to this meeting. Now, yes, we were young. Yes, we were oblivious to some extent, but we knew there was going to be some sort of sale, right? We knew that we were going to be offered. They were going to offer us some sale. But this was when we were just starting out, you know, 2 years in with a new kid. It wasn't like we had all this money just to spend. So honestly, we weren't really concerned that we were going to be spending money. And plus, we didn't really know what this was about. And we just weren't concerned. We were just going to go have fun, enjoy the free amenities and the pool and whatnot, and just fulfill our commitment or what we promised and go to this meeting. That was it. No worry on my end. Well, they knew what they were doing. And they really, you know, they asked some really, I don't even remember what questions they asked. They definitely asked some key questions where they were able to reel into our emotions, reel into our, what's important to us, reel into our pain points. And so, you know where the story is leading. We invested in a timeshare. So we got into some debt because we didn't have that money laying around, right? And why in my brain it just made sense is vacationing was a priority. We wanted to make sure to make the time count, right? We didn't want to just live life in terms of just going to work and just forgetting, you know, just not spending quality time as a family. So that was important. And in my brain at that time, I was doing all the things that would save money, which is like buying in bulk, you know, going to a Sam's or, yeah, wasn't there. I don't think there was a Costco nearby. I don't remember, but I was doing those things that for me made sense, even though you pay more, but in the long run, you save money. So that's how I can't speak for my husband, but I personally saw this. We weren't, you know, didn't have a lot of money. The monthly payment worked into our budget, into what we had. And I'm like, this will be fine, right? This will be fine. We'll get to vacation. We won't have to be paying for the hotel, because at that time, hotels just seemed like a very high expense. So I'm like, this makes sense. So that's one thing less to worry, is the, you know, paying for a place to stay when we vacation. So it just made sense. So we invested, got the timeshare, and we paid it off as quickly as possible. So that was a priority. Ask me how many times we actually used the timeshare. Not many times. You probably know this already. I can count it. Now, we did, there was this option at that time where you could, it was limited, but I don't remember how it went. But if you didn't use your timeshare, you can exchange it for points. And those points, you could use it in the hotels in that network, right? So we did that. So we did take advantage of that. But over the course of time, we found that it was just hard to use. The only way that it was benefiting us was when we exchanged it for points. But you couldn't always exchange it for points. Not every year. It was maybe every other year, or I don't know, something like that. And then what we would find is, like, if we wanted to go somewhere, the locations we wanted to go to didn't align with what we owned. So we weren't able to use the timeshare. And it just, it was irritating, because I'm like, what, we have to plan around the timeshare to plan our vacations, or we wanted just to choose some place that we wanted to go? And since this is a huge, supposedly huge network, that we thought this will be easy. It wasn't. But we definitely did try, because obviously it was an investment and it wasn't like we were forgetting about it. We did try to use it, but where we wanted to go, it was no option to use it. And then we noticed we were aware that we had to pay maintenance fees. And at first I was like, okay, it makes sense. But then over the time, you know, over the course of time, it just increased every single year. And I'm like, would ask them again, tell me again, what is this for? What is this for? And basically what I gathered is just, I think it's just for the maintenance of quote unquote the room. So you're really paying, you know, because I don't remember if it was $300, $400 a year, but that goes towards like the maintaining the room, I get, you know, for the employees, the towels, you know, cleaning the room, those type of things, maintenance of the property. And they would list a whole list of things. But I'm thinking, you invested in this property, because essentially you're investing in, they all may vary, but in our case, it was a week of the year, right? So think about it. There's 52 weeks of the year. So if a timeshare is, let's say, I think it was like 10 grand, and 10 grand times 52 weeks for that one type of room, and how many rooms in their hotel. So it's, granted, I know it's a lot. It's expensive to upkeep those properties, but it's a lot of money they're making. So we had some a hard time, but I'm like, we need to make the best of it. We already paid it off, right? So I'm like, well, we'll just make the best of it. Later on, it's like they were reading our mind. We had, not that we wanted to upgrade, but we got some information of, hey, we want to make this easier to, because I was on the phone with them. Hey, this is not working out for us. You know, how can we, you know, this is not easy to use. So we got some email or a phone call or something. Hey, this is an opportunity. We're changing things, you know, to better help you, better serve you, all those words that they use. And it was just an opportunity to upgrade so we can get more use out of it. You'd think we would know better. We didn't. So we upgraded, paid a little extra so we could get more use out of it. And then it wasn't any better. Now, again, we would exchange however often we could that week for points. That we could use a different hotel. So that was very helpful. But we were also accumulating points on our credit card that we could also use for those said hotels. So it's like we could have done that without the timeshare. We could still stay at hotels, accumulating these points, not pay any extra for the hotels, but we invested in this timeshare. It was just crazy just thinking about it, what we did. But, you know, young, we didn't know what we didn't know. And sometimes you learn by making mistakes. And this, of course, this was a very painful mistake. So at that point, when we upgraded, let's just say it was 14 grand that we had paid. Let's just say, I don't know, or maybe it was 16. This was years and years ago. And that's something that I don't want to memorize, just because that's how painful it is. I don't want to even think about it. The story doesn't stop there. You would think, and I'm a financial counselor, I'm in the personal finance space. And I'm not the only financial counselor. I'm not the only person in the financial space that has done this. All right. It's just like doctors, like they tell you don't smoke, eat well, don't drink, don't do, whatever. And they're doing it themselves, right? We're humans as well. So fast forward, or let's go back about 6 years ago. We were still struggling to use the timeshare, but we decided, let's go to Cancun. And lo and behold, we could use our specific week. We could use it at the time that we were going for Cancun. So we went to Cancun, had a great time. And then they wanted us to go to a meeting. And I don't know, it was in return for, maybe it was an extra night. I don't recall. Well, we thought, well, we'll just go. We know better. We're not going to buy anything. We had to discuss that. And we did. So this one, they sold it again. It was like, well, we're definitely improving, what we're doing. And this is, this addition will make it so much easier. And they showed us how they showed us, it just made sense. We almost were like, but we came here. My husband and I talked to each other. We're not doing this again. And we did. Again, they're really, really good at what we do. And it's not like we're dumb. They just really really get an understanding of what for lack of a better word, your pain points, and they play to that as to how they could be more helpful. They're really, really good at that. So why was this so painful? Well, one, we invested probably, let's say 20 something grand over the course of time in terms of these timeshares. And so it just felt like the money went down the drain, in addition to paying for the maintenance fees every single year. So now we had two timeshares, because this is not like normal real estate. This is not real estate. You have proper values can go up. The timeshare does not. Definitely, I want to make sure it does not work like that. It was painful. Again, I'm going all over the place, but it was painful because we felt like that money was going down the drain. I remember coming back from Cancun thinking like, what did we just do again? But we're like, let's make it work. We're going to make it work. We were bound and determined to make it work. And then we just found that, again, we're wanting to see different things. And again, it didn't align even with this extra purchase. And it hurt. It hurt knowing that when we did this, that we knew better the time around that when we went to Cancun. And I had this feeling of shame because of what I do on a day-to-day living. Because this was 6 years ago. 6 years ago, I was already doing this in terms of teaching personal finance. I had this podcast, all of that. And I'm just now telling you about it. So what did we end up doing? Because we did get out of it. We hated, we had this debt. We paid it off both times as quickly as we could. And then what we ended up doing was we deeded it back. So essentially, we just give it back. No money was exchanged. We just give it back. But deeding it back is not as easy or immediate as you may think. For the first one, we were lucky. And we were able to deed it back fairly quickly because you have to wait till that property decides that they want to, maybe that they like inventory is what I would guess. I don't know. So the first one was that we were able to get rid of it. The second one in Cancun, oh my gosh, we waited years and we finally were able to get rid of it this past year. We deeded it back. And again, it really, you may get lucky. Granted, we had paid it off. So I don't know. I think if you are paying the timeshare, it means you took the debt, took the loan out from them and you're paying it little by little. That I don't know how easily that works. You hear about on the radio, hey, we'll help you get out from it, under it. I have heard negative things about those companies, but I don't know. I don't have any experience. I just know for us, we had already paid it and we didn't owe anything. And we just literally gave it back to them and just cut our losses. That's what we did. Was it painful? Yes. But you know, we were at a point where like, you know what, we're done, because we wanted just to, you know, it's not like you can't travel and find good deals. You can find good deals. You don't need a timeshare to quote unquote save money. I think you're spending more money with a timeshare. So would we do this again? Not us. Absolutely not. As I said, you can travel and find good deals. And like I said, we wanted to see the world. I think this timeshare could be, because I know some people are happy with it. And I think as those that the people that want to go to the same place, like maybe like, let's say Cancun, for instance, maybe that spot they want to go every single year. For that type of person, that may be the, you know, a good thing for them. That might be a good investment for them. But for those of us that want to travel and see the world, I just don't see that. Again, I am biased because we did not have a good experience with it, right? But I think there might be a small portion of the population it may be good for. And those are, again, it could be that the families or the couple or the people that just want to go to the same spot. Like if you had a vacation home, right, that you want to go to the vacation home every single year, that could be. But again, we just didn't want to go to the same spot every single year. So that is the story. I've talked a lot. I shared with you what our biggest money mistake or the biggest, most painful money decision. I hate calling it a mistake because you don't know it's a mistake until you make it. But it was our most painful money decision. And I talked to you about why we did it, why it was painful, and what we did to get out of it. So I hope this gave you some sort of insight. Maybe you found it entertaining finding out that me, myself, as a financial counselor, the financial educator, that I make this money mistakes too. So there you have it. Let me know what you thought of this episode. I love to hear your feedback. I've got more stories as well. Not as expensive as that. And that is, I think that definitely tops in terms of the biggest, most painful money mistake. But I definitely, if you want to hear more stories like this, just let me know. And next week, I'm going to be talking about my real estate days. Yes, I don't know if you knew, but at one point in my life, I was a realtor. I was a real estate agent. So I'm going to share with you next week what led to that and actually why we haven't owned a home since and what we're focusing on instead. So I hope you're tuning in for this one. Bueno, pues, that is everything. Thank you so much for being here. And I appreciate you choosing us. There's a lot of choices in podcasts, but you chose us to hang out with today. And I really appreciate that. You can check out the show notes over at jenhemphill.com/394. That is jenhemphill.com/394. Remember that being the reina of your money starts now simply by claiming it. I believe in you, and so should you. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Ciao.